here I am.
Here I am. I got the jizz from a friend of yours named Vanessa Bett. She said you told her a fantasy that got her all wet. Something about a little box with a mirror and a tongue inside. What she told me then got me so hot I knew that we could slide. Get up.
23 positions in a one-night stand.
Get up.
I only call you after you just say I can.
Get up.
Let a woman be a woman and a man be a man.
Get up.
If you want to, baby, here I am.
Here I am.
Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. We have ignition. We have liftoff. Out and about is a go. All systems are nominal.
Well, hey there, out and abouters. This is your host, Captain DJ Mave, and you are listening to Out and About on KYRS Medical Lake Spokane 88.1 and 92.3 FM. Welcome to today's show. I do not have a guest today. We kind of left the day open, and there was a possibility that I was going to get somebody from the many functions that are happening at the Pride Festival, but I never heard anything back. So unless somebody comes busting through the door, which I'll be very confused at that point, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to play music today, and then I'm also going to talk about some of the events that are taking place at the Pride Festival. And of course, the Pride Festival it actually kicks off on Friday, but Saturday is the big day of the parade. And we'll be broadcasting live from Maine and Stevens. And we'll have a booth set up there, and we'll be calling the parade, talking about who's walking in front of me, and I'll be playing music. If you know me, it'll be sort of an eclectic bunch of music. I mean, you can only play YMCA so many times, right? Or in the Navy, maybe. But, you know, that's kind of it. But no, there's actually a lot of pro-LGBTQ songs, and we will be playing those. So let's go ahead, and I'm going to start out with a little bit of music, and then we'll take a little break, and I'm going to kind of announce a few of the things during the whole hour. I'll kind of tell you what's going on, hopefully in somewhat of a chronologic order. So let's kick it off with a tune that I think hopefully fits the good, feel-good vibe of this festival, which I like Matt and I like to talk about it just being the kind person festival. People who tell the truth and people who are okay with people who tell the truth. That's what the Pride Festival is to me. So here we go. Let's start it off with a little music.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor?
Neighbors are people who are close to us, and friends are people who are close to our hearts. I like to think of you as my neighbor and my friend.
That, of course, was The Man Whose Head Expanded off of The Fall's album House of Swords Reversed. Not Swords, but swords reversed. And we're going to jump back into some music and some fun programming here, but I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on at the Pride Festival. So, of course, the parade starts at noon. The party's going to continue in Riverfront Park. This is this Saturday coming up. There are all sorts of cool stuff going on. So let me talk a little bit about Stage Left, because in case, you know, Pride, Stage Left, KYRS, we are all partners in so many things together, so many great things for our community. I want to talk a little bit about what Stage Left is doing. Stage Left is going to have something called Queer Beret, and it's going to be on the Lilac Bowl stage. It says main stage from 2 to 2:30 p.m., and I don't know. I would think that's 2 to 3:30, but I, you know, be there at 2 if you want to see Queer Beret, which I think sounds pretty cool. And then there's going to be Drunk Shakespeare, and that's going to be from 4:40 to 5:20 at the Pavilion Stage near the Garden. So one's going to be at the Lilac Bowl, and then the next one's going to be at the Pavilion Stage near the Beer Garden. Those are going to be both pretty fun events, I think, so look for those. There's so much going on. To be honest, there's so much programming that's taking place in Riverfront Park on Saturday after the parade. There's not even a list for it. Your best bet is just to go down and check out what's happening, because there are so many different stages, there's so many different performances, and so many activities. And of course, there will be a big vendor fair, there will be a big booths and whatnot there to get your pride on and have a good time. And like I said before, so many times, pride, when I go there, what I see are a ton of families showing support for LGBT folks. I see parents. There's a every year there is the free mom hugs and free dad hugs for gay and trans kids that have been kicked out of their homes, or their parents, you know, are angry at them for telling the truth, and you know, they need a little bit of a hug from a mom or a dad. Goes a long way. So look for that. You're just going to see things. You're going to see a lot of love there. And that's what we are about. So there's also something happened, just kicked off today, called the Pride History and Remembrance Project. And what it does, it's to celebrate the history and tell the story of Pride and community. They've invited groups from all over our community to help preserve the rich stories and enduring legacy of the local LGBTQ plus community through many exhibits in the Pavilion Building. Yes, the American Pavilion Building actually has a big room in it. And it's pretty cool. It's a pretty large ballroom, basically, that's where this will be set up. So look at that. Look for that this week. If you're doing nothing else, maybe walk down. The weather is supposed to be pretty nice. And that'll be going on Tuesday through Sunday. Something that's going to be happening, gosh, right here in the Spokane Public Library, right here. At 6:30 p.m., 6:30 to 8 p.m. tonight, is an interfaith service for LGBTQ plus and their allies. And that's going to be performed with all sorts of different faith backgrounds, people getting together and worshiping together. And this looks pretty cool. That's going to be here at the Central Library at 6:30 to 8 p.m. in Room A. And the Central Library, of course, is at 906 West Main. We're going to jump back in. We're going to jump back out. So now I've told you a couple of things. There's the next one I'm really excited about. I have a little bit of a story about it, too. The next thing I want to talk about. So let's play a little bit more music slash, well, this is more like a poem, I guess you'd say. Here we go.
Hiya, folks. Say you lost your job today. You say it's 4 a.m. and your kids ain't come home from school yet. You say your wife went out for a corned beef sandwich last week and the corned beef sandwich came back, but she didn't. You say your furniture's out all over the sidewalk because you can't pay the rent, and you got chapped lips and paper cuts, and your feet's all swollen up and blistered from pounding the pavement looking for work. Is that what's troubling you, fella?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick to it, and you show the world, you show the way to get off. You never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship.
Hey there, friend. You say your radiators didn't work all winter, and now that it's summer, they started up again and you can't turn them off? You say your wife sent your lightweight suits to the cleaners, and that means you'll have to wear your itchy tweeds this morning when they say it'll hit 106? And you gotta meet an important business man in an hour? And your bridge just broke and you pasted it together with bubble gum and you hope it don't fall apart while you're doing some fast talking to this man? And your shoelace just busted. And you open a big cut on your cheek trying to even out your sideburns. And your daughter's gone out with a convict. And your wife just confessed she gave your last $60 as a deposit on an airplane hangar. Is that what's troubling you, friend? Hey there, cousin. You say you can't pull your car out of the mud and you're in the middle of nowhere and it's pouring rain and you can't get the top back up and your paycheck's all blurred and your foot went right through the gas and your girl's screaming bloody murder. She's scared of the dark and a stroke of lightning splits your motor in half and your suit's shrinking up fast. And you start up the windy road on foot and 60 yards of barbed wire hits you right smack in the push. And your boat falls down in the mud and a wild animal comes over and runs away with your shoes. And your car blows up suddenly and your windshield wiper ends up in your mouth and you can't move and the mud's rising up to your nostrils and you're sinking fast and you don't hear your girl screaming anymore. Is that what's on your mind, cousin?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick to it, and you show the world, you show the world to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up that ship.
And now, this is the old philosopher saying, so long, folks.
Give me that.
So what we're gonna do now is get into that bounce. Here we go.
Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. for Solidarity Spokane, the Inland Northwest's local labor hour, hosted by Cat Sabotage, elevating the voices of everyday workers and worker organizations, fighting for your rights in the workplace and fostering community solidarity. Join us here to reclaim control over your own destiny by reclaiming the conditions and products of your labor. That's Mondays at 4 p.m. here on KYRS Thin Air Community Radio. An injury to one is an injury to all.
This is your KYRS live and local calendar for June 3rd through the 6th. Monday, open mic at the Red Room and open mic at Live Entertainment next to the Goody Bar and Grill. Monday and Tuesday, open jam at Jackson Street. Tuesday, Tabitha Smith and Kevin Partridge at Riverfront Eats, Sean Kavanaugh at Rocket Market, and Jerry Lee in the Groove and Silver Smile at Zola. Wednesday, open mic at the Downtown Spokane Public Library, Nate Ostrander at Zeke's Pizza, Heather Villa and Spokane Symphony Musicians at Arborcrest, Jessica Hafner and Betsy Rogue at the Kendall Yards Night Market, Justin Priest and Ariel Collins at Zola, Land of Voices at the Osprey, open mic at the Checkerboard, and open jam at the Red Room. Thursday, Echo Elysium at Arborcrest, Mason Van Stone at North Star Taps, the Jared Hall Quartet at Emma Roos, Blues Jam with the Sidemen at Chan's Red Dragon, and Seaside Tryst, Zara, and Sax Toother at the Chameleon. For an entire hour of local musicians, tune into Sounds of Spokane every Sunday night at 8 on KYRS.
Hi, this is Jeremy Whittington from Stage Left Theater. KYRS Thin Air Community Radio provides our region with information that might be omitted, overlooked, or even censored by mainstream media. Your radio station is powered by the communities they serve, and our radio programs are as rich and diverse as the Spokane community itself. Please make a pledge today by texting GIVE KYRS to 44321. Your support ensures that KYRS can continue to celebrate the rich diversity of our community.
Oh my gosh, I've been talking this whole time and I have not had my volume turned up. So I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. So that's a reminder for me to check the levels. So excuse my dead air, please. Wow, that was dumb. But what I was saying was I'm really excited about this event called Nellie Queen, The Life and Times of Jose Soraya. And that is from 6 p.m. to 7:05 p.m. at the Garland Theater on June 5th. So this movie is about Jose Soraya, and hopefully I'm pronouncing it correctly. Soraya was a World War II veteran, a cabaret performer, a human rights activist, and the first out candidate for public office when he ran in 1961. He was also a resident of Spokane during Expo 74, where he ran Pierre's interlude with his business partner, Pierre Parker. What I was saying, and I'll say it again, so with the microphone volume of this time, is that I remember really well during Expo 74 when my family came up, this picture of him on the website, which is SpokanePride.org for all your Spokane Pride needs. There's a fellow ringing a bell, holding a dish in his hand with some kind of flaming thing in it and a top hat. And it looks like he has a little badge on maybe. And I remember this guy so well because he would yell at this French restaurant that we ate at outside. It was an outdoor eating thing. Flambe, flambe, flambe. And he would ring this bell running around like a crazy man with this dessert on fire. And it was so much fun. And I had taken French in junior high school. And then I had taken French in high school. And my dad was adamant that I spoke French and made me order the stuff in French to the poor person who probably didn't speak French. But I remember I had escargot there. It was so good. It was such good food. And this restaurant was right where the carousel used to be. And kind of, well, I guess where it's still, the carousel still is, but set back a little bit further, I believe. So that's going on tomorrow night. That's June 5th. From 6 p.m. to 7:05 at the Garland Theater. It's a story about this guy's life, who I probably mispronounced his last name, and I apologize for. Spokane Indians Pride Night is also the same night. Dang it. 6:35 through 7:45 p.m., and that's the Gates to the Vista Theater. And I think you should get tickets to that right off the bat, because, so to speak, that'll put everybody together in the same place, sitting together for the Pride section. And it looks like there's some good deals, too. It looks like there's some good deals on products at Spokane Indians Pride Night. June 7th, so you can have two nights off. You can have June 6th, the night of June 6th off. June 7th. This is very exciting. Friday Night Fever. So, of course, that's this Friday night at the Davenport Grand. And this sounds really cool. 7 p.m. through 10 p.m. And this looks like a marvelous event. And just to let you know, I was going to talk a little bit about some of the sponsors that are helping with the Pride Festival this year. Of course, Spokane AIDS Network and Pride 9. Neutral, an Inlander, Lime, BECU, Walmart, Verizon, Delta Dental, Performance, VIP Productions, KYRS, that's us, Trending Northwest, BHT, Spokane Independent Metro Business Association. And the big ones are Davenport and Amazon were the big sponsors for this. So that's going on, and we'll get back. Oh, one thing, means we're on June 7th. I'm going to break that up there, but I want to talk a little bit about there is the Queer Art Walk, which is taking place. And, you know, it's weird because there isn't like a lot of information about it. I'm in it apparently, and my art's going to be at 715 East Sprague. Last year they had a map and things, and I guess it must be a little bit more low key of an event, but you can go to SpokaneArts.org, and that will show you SpokaneArts, I think, or art.org, the Spokane Arts Commission, and that will tell you what's going on somewhat, and hopefully they'll add a little more information on there before Friday. You know, everybody's busy, got a lot busy time. Because besides the Pride Night, Friday Night Fever, and the Art Walk, there is also Latinx Pride, which is at Spokane Pride. It's on the map. So it's going, this will be at the venue, I believe. And this will be June 7th, 8 p.m. to 9:20 p.m. So go to SpokanePride.org if you want to know more about Latinx Pride, the Friday Night Fever, Spokane Indians Pride Night, Nelly Queen, The Life and Times of Jose Soraya, and on and on and on and on and on, all the events taking place. Let's jump back into some music, huh? Let's, you know, I've got my set list set up for the parade, and, you know, it's going to be about as eclectic as what you've heard so far. So let's get back into it. Oh, and by the way, that was The Old Philosopher by Eddie Lawrence before, and Mao P with Gimme That Bounce. Here we go.
park. Goosing statues in the dark. If Sherman's horse can take it, why can't you? Buffalo Bill, alas, alack, we pinched his nose and scratched his back. If Buffalo Bill can take it, why can't you? And we fooled with that list, covered him with a mattress. Hung a tie on Caesar's fly, oh boy, what fun. And on Greeley's daughter, we've put a bucket of water. One good turn deserves another, that is why we'll stroll again into the park and goose the statues in the dark. If Robin Hood can take it, why can't you? Sitting Bull, he didn't grin when I hung whiskers on his chin. If Sitting Bull can take it, why can't you?
Higher and higher, baby. It's a living. Come hang out Saturday nights right here on KYRS FM. Saturday nights 10 to midnight with me, Micah Thompson. It's The Witching Hour. We'll be spinning hot molten metal from Black Sabbath to Bolt Thrower and everything in between. Tune up your air guitar and make sure that amp goes to 11. It's gonna get loud.
KYRS wants your brand new car. Well, not really. Yes, indeed. It's a great feeling to finally get another car after the old one's been breaking down over and over. It's another great feeling to get even more use out of an old car. Here's how. Donate it to KYRS. Car donors get a membership, a tax deduction, and the satisfaction of really helping out. Just call toll-free 855-KYRS-CAR. That's 855-597-7227. Honk, honk.
Yes, honk, honk. Hey, I'm back and my microphone's turned down and on and everything. Here we go. So, Out and About receives support from Boots Bakery and Lounge, specializing in vegan bistro fare and gluten-free baked goods. Located in the Saranac Commons, 19 West Main Street. Open 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Sundays. Full menu and information at bootsbakery.com. Hey, it's good to be heard, I suppose. Hey, we're going to dive back into some of the events that are happening at the Pride Festival this week. Very fun, very fun. I think we've gotten through Friday, or most of Friday anyways. Again, lots of stuff going on. Go to the website. Check it out. Some of the stuff isn't on the website, like the Queer Art Walk is not on there. So, you know, I don't know what that, don't know what that's about. So, well, just to let you know, one of the songs, what songs did we play this last bit? Well, we played Lean On Me by Bill Withers, Goosing Statues, which is actually Humoresque in C major, and Living Thing by ELO. Now, ELO, you know, back in the day, you weren't very cool if you said you liked ELO, I think, but oh my gosh, you know, I always sang. When ELO came on, you just couldn't help singing with it. Very happy music, and I feel like it captures the happiness of the Pride Festival. So another thing going on Sunday, or Friday rather, is the Pride kickoff show, and that's going to be at Riverfront Park. So be there from 5 to 9 p.m. Oh my gosh. So there are like four different things you can be doing Pride-wise on Friday night. It's crazy. It's crazy. You know, it's an embarrassment of riches, as they say. So on June 8th, which of course is the Pride Parade and Festival. I already talked about that. 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Riverfront Park. Come and see me broadcasting, or, you know, hopefully it'll be just as high a quality as it is right now at Main and Stevens, and that should be a lot of laughs, and we'll be playing music almost as good as the stuff you're hearing right here during this hour. There's going to be a Pride reunion show that night, too, that's going to be there. Dempsey's Brass Rail, it doesn't say where that is. Oh, wait, yes, it's taking the stage at 6:30 p.m., so that will be right there at the festival, so you don't have to go anyplace for three of these things happening. During Pride, you can just wander around, and believe me, there is so much stuff to do. Your feet are going to hurt. Anyway, so I'm going to play some more music, and why don't we just kick it off with a little bit of our old pal? And, you know, because he was, some people may have said he might have been LGBTQ+, but for sure, David Bowie was an ally. And you know why? Because he was a smart and decent human being. Here we go.
Oh yeah, I'm up on the 11th floor and I'm watching the crowd. then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen, such a laughter is sucked in the brain. Now she's leading them on, and she'll lay them right down. Yes, she's leading them on, and she'll lay them right down. And it could have been me, yes, it could have been me. Why didn't I say, why didn't I say? Now, 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 she's a whistling in her side and her side. Then her mouth, oh, the bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh, but I could do better than that. So I lay down a while and I gaze at my hotel wall.
Pool table, don't you understand? Friend, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to find an ironclad lead for yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say, it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a balk-line game. I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that swath the first big step on the road to the depths of degrade. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on a horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy sitting on Dan Patch? Make your blood boil? Well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there, noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beefsteak pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with a cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt-tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble. Folks right here in River City, trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They'll be trying out Bevo, trying out Cubabs, trying out TaylorMades like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with Sen-Sen one fine night. They leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the armory. Libertine men and scarlet women and ragtime. Shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of the jungle, animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble.
Oh, they got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school.
Our children, children gonna have trouble, 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 trouble.
Mothers of River City,
trouble.
Heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. And so's your old man. What if so, my friends? You got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T and that rhymes with P and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
My children gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is a devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. Everything
with a T.
With capital T.
Gotta rhyme it with P.
With
and that stands for pool.
Wow, that we might have trouble. There's going to be no trouble on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all the days. Well, actually, there's not much going on Sunday except for cleaning up, but there's going to be no trouble here in River City during the Pride Festival. It's going to be a great time starting at noon to 8 p.m. Come on down. I forgot to mention, besides all the great parade stuff and all the vendors and all the cool performances that are going to be absolutely at no cost to you by all of us nonprofits that are helping put this together, especially, of course, the Spokane Pride Festival folks, SpokanePride.org, there is going to be a couple of little tent setups with KYRS is going to have one. Stage Left is going to have one. All the friends of Pride are going to be down there. And so you want to see who maybe are nice people to do business with. Maybe you want to go check that out too. So again, absolutely no cost to you. Come on down and visit the fair, visit the festival and see the parade. So, you know, the last thing we just played, we played Trouble off of course, the Music Man album, I've never was in the Music Man. Maybe someday, although I'm pretty long in the tooth for just about any role these days. But before that, we had, of course, David Bowie with Queen Bihotch. And so that was fun. And, you know, I think we're getting probably pretty close to me kicking off here. So I'm going to play our exit music, and then I'm going to let you stay tuned to KYRS for some fine, fine news programming following this and more music and all sorts of good things. Do not leave the dial anyplace else but on 88.1 and 92.3 FM. You are listening to KYRS, Medical Lake, Spokane.
Head now to Eden. Yea, brother. Head now to Eden. No more trouble in my body. Like a king on whatever I find. Eat all the fruit and throw away the rind. Yea, brother,
I'm Amy Goodman. The U.S. is urging the U.N. Security Council to adopt a resolution in support of the Gaza ceasefire and hostage deal outlined by President Biden. Israel and Hamas have not yet agreed to the deal. Israel continues to pummel the Gaza Strip, where the official death toll has exceeded 36,500, with over 82,000 people injured. Israel's killed at least 15,000 Palestinian children since October 7th. In Khan Yunis, relatives searched on Monday for loved ones after another Israeli airstrike.
I am shocked. I am looking for my mother. My wish is to see my mother. I want to find her in front of me. God is my suffice and my best disposer of my affairs. Children who are innocent were asleep. They threw an explosive barrel on them. They tore them apart. What have they done to deserve this? This feeling is indescribable. It is like we're in a nightmare. It is as though we are in a dream. A dream. I pray to God that I wake up and find out that it was only a dream and that it is not true.
In other news from Khan Yunis, displaced Gazans were flooded with sewage Monday as a pipeline burst in the overcrowded city, pouring waste into tents. The Israeli military said Monday four more Israeli hostages have died. Hamas had previously said three of the men, who are all in their 80s, were killed in Israeli airstrikes. Meanwhile, the UN has condemned the unprecedented bloodshed in the occupied West Bank, where over 500 Palestinians have been killed since October 7th. Over the weekend, two teenagers were killed by Israeli forces. In other news from the region, Iranian media said Monday's Israeli airstrikes in Aleppo, Syria, killed a Revolutionary Guard general. Yemen's Houthi movement says its fighters targeted a military site in Israel's port city of Eilat as it vows to keep intensifying its attacks. Israeli military says it intercepted the ballistic missile. The Maldives says it's banning Israeli tourists over their government's, quote, genocidal acts, unquote, in Gaza. Meanwhile, a group of UN experts said Monday all nations, quote, must follow the example of 146 United Nations member states and recognize the state of Palestine, unquote.